我就继续点一句，你说的了呀，才能当用的写的嘞，才能当用的。当年我去写呢，才能当用的过了呀，你把中道大地去写啥子当用？点的杨记，加些几家那么多，当工当。你见你啊拉不住的马桶写的马桶听着音乐加些去去去去去去去去
Well, the day before yesterday, I gave a short introduction to the lectures, to the content of this of the lectures, and I went through the explanation of the first meditation, the meditation on the immeasurable equanimity. I did the subject a couple of days ago, but I feel like it wasn't explained really thoroughly. Therefore, allowed me to go through it again, once again.
On those then, 当你参加当中的该全部学习人的，该全部营造的，用的那个根据观念落讲出的个，我来要人了，啊呢？大爷娘的观念，罗江村的跟我的要的，听着印象啊，他开始学不能去见你的了呀。穷呢，我们接不住，穷呢你接我的，念了就会求助他。啊，你给谁就会求助接我去他？啊，你给谁麻将呢？啊，你要求什么？要求写的我都当。아니, 내게 쇼들이야. 아니, 아니, 당뇨공비래. 당뇨공비 가르쳐서 쉐번은 굉장히 랑근조니야. 아니, 랑규주전단이 막아서. 아니, 저, 리트딩에게. 아니, 지, 다 간다, 미드 통미드밖에. 아니 지 소설이야 아니 내가 제종 삼배 아니 공조제사기 유 라오지 상로다 아니 야 년지 상로다 아니 야 밤에 생전지 상로다 아니 대송이야 아니 년들의 따주 아니 지 면제원대대 아니 첩생쟁이래 다만 내신 라들이야 통망자밖에 배지 당생제 반면생제의 야원동족이 삼아지 제전은 더 수용을 해 아니 어떤 네 갑리야 아니 딱 나주 람리 슈부 여러와 람리 슈주 이게 기분 딩기 가도리야 아니 고지 동에 대체라 그 동에 我打点的上的够了啊你啊科技中也当不啊你捏吧没被捏吧这样的啊你得开用呢当地里呀念地里呀求生节啊面都得叫我们能说啊你这啊扎建用的扎一当不建用的啊你这八面生节地里要往端就给上路你扩延面多的，啊！你虽然我们能说，你这年轻人，热爱年轻，啊！你工作几百人吧，但是年纪大，过年几百人吧，啊！你热爱里啊，天天当成钱面容的，啊！你这，啊！你村里里啊，啊！你这，这个机会你要把那不天天见不了天呢，找这个要来的，也那样。아니 철학가만 나와서 아니 니엔지 터도 아니 비기 깨지다야 니엔지 페비 니엔지 터도에 마무지 제야래 전제 영상대 소리야 차당 조리 짠이 짜와는 제야래 니면도 상대 상로지 마고 봐도 생기 띵니 비기지 다 단대서 숨보되니야 아니 가셔리야 라리야 당원제바 당수제바 念了呀，啊，你刚刚接吧的， ān pāmyā tsāngyā tī yāwān tōndyā tīyā tī ngō nē ngēn tī mē tō sāmbē ānī ngā tāwā nē sānglā tī mā kō pātō ānī gōm chū rē nī gōm bē nī bō tī kārī yōng kō rē tsō nā tā nī gōm bē nī bō tī lī yā ānī jīg dēngi pā kēng tsō kēng ānī chā tāng chō rī tsēyā tā ānī rēn chū nian chōng tsēyā kē rōsū nian bā tē ānī rāng chū nē bā tēng gō chāng rō rē tēng nī gō tō bā wā tē rī jī
So as I have introduced to you a couple of days ago, the first meditation topic is the what we call equanimity or a measurable equanimity. This is an extremely important topic. It is a topic in common to both the instructions, the seven techniques of cause and effect, and and equalizing and exchanging oneself for others. It is the very foundation of your development of bodhicitta. Therefore, you should try to to meditate on it really well. So as I explained before, ideally, before you actually engage in the meditation of the specific topics, like right now we are dealing with the equanimity, whatever topic you are meditating before should be preceded by the practice in the Lamrim we call the preliminary practices, the six preliminary practices. Ideally, you do that extensively before actually putting your mind in this topic. If this is impossible, for some reason it's difficult to do that extensively, you do an abbreviated form and at least you go through the first four. I'm sure majority of people might be familiar with this. So then you engage in the actual meditation topic, the first, the equanimity. First you visualize, you imagine in front of you the person who you really dislike, the person that you can't bear to be with, someone that from the depth of your heart you dislike, whatever we call enemy. So then you place that right in front of you. Then on his or her side, whoever, you place the person that you like so much, the person that you feel so much close, so much affection, so much attachment, a person that if it was for you, you would never be separated with, a person you have that kind of emotion. And next to it, you place a stranger, someone you couldn't care less because you just don't know, a stranger, a perfect stranger, someone towards whom you have only indifference. Then, as I explained before, for various reasons, because your mind thinks in this very life, in that particular moment, this person, the person I dislike, has done this and that to me, he behaved in this and that way, he really made lots of obstacles, he really made so much problems for me, and so therefore I dislike. So in short, you have to let this emotion, this aversion arise towards this person. And as well as for your friend, whoever you think is been so good to you, has done all these good things to you. I mean, everything it relates to you. Whether you get very good feedback, then that person is the person you like very much, and you let this emotion coming out. And as well as for the stranger, this person, this is someone I just don't know. I had zero connection. I never met this person. Whatever happens or not or doesn't happen to this person is I have no business into it, therefore I'm totally indifferent. So then you begin to at this very point, as I explained before, because I believe the majority of you have heard lots of teachings on Lamrim and are familiar with the meditation, with the various topics of the meditation of the Lamrim. At the point of the individual of intermediate faculties or capacities, when you meditate in order to seek the wish to free yourself from cyclic existence, there is a particular section that explains the general sufferings of cyclic existence. Within that, there are several topics. Probably the first of these topics is the considering or analyzing the disadvantages of uncertainty, the disadvantages of uncertainty. That means nothing is certain in your life. By the way, you have taken a human body, nothing is certain. Therefore, whoever is a friend is not an ultimate friend. Whoever is an enemy is not an ultimate enemy. It is totally uncertain. Although you perceive it as being the very ultimate friend, that very friend in this very life might turn out to be your worst enemy. And as well as whoever is your worst enemy might turn out to be later on in your life or before has been your closest friend. So you keep reasoning in this way on the basis of your initial emotion, emotional aversion and emotional desire. By thinking you go farther, as in the Lamrim topics, as the Lamrim topics explains, you go farther by thinking, I had beginningless life. In my previous life, this person that I consider to be now my closest friend, person I don't want to be separate from, even one single second, has been also my worst enemy. And as well as you go to your worst enemy, and you think in the same way, but opposite way around. Now I think this person is my worst enemy. In reality, he's been my closest friend throughout so many lives. He's been nourishing me and helping me so much. And you go over the stranger by thinking in the same way, I don't know this person right now or this being right now, and yet in countless lives, he's been my worst enemy and he's been my worst friend. So you have to hit on this meditation topic in this way until you have your mind, there is an actual change in your attitude. Like the force of the aversion towards the friend decreases tremendously. The force of desire and attachment towards being feeling so close towards some, like this biased attitude decreases tremendously, and your mind has develops an attitude of equanimity. So you should hit on this topic until you achieve this result. As a result of this, it is thought that generally, right now, what in the world is accepted as the common way of being. That means being competitive, being aggressively competitive towards others, seeking to acquire as many friends as possible, and seeking to eliminate whoever comes into your way. All this kind of wrong attitudes will be totally eliminated.
当恰当处理这样的，把我能行的就人对年终这样，算了。我爹说要我捐你干嘛呢？但爹说给我这说不能，现在也算人对，所说给找我的聚会呀的，年的，啊你中国呀的。我现在给老师去要的，就说讲的，现在就恰当要的。把我能行的别个就恰当捐，看些的要我去，看些的都不要去，我现在就不。아니 초리 전에 아니 리스 전에 언제 이제 남들 초도인데 말인데 양다고 초도를 해서 약속한다. 근데 초리 전에 언제서 야고 주니가 말이. 내서 그 녀가 가지 티그랬잖아. 빼나고 지 샤바이나. 지소 토리 지 다 담불인데 강답지리 예마 예마 예나. 아니 지 차당 초리다. 아니 전주 년종이야. 원대소 라는 답을 때니 아니 제소 행자네 봐. 제소리야 이제네 봐. 원대는 참으래. 최선이 시야나. 널 중선이 시야나. 아니 내산지기 나로리야. 아니 바바는 가보지 아마리야. 아니 마가잖아. 네 야고 말하는데. 야고 말. 다가는 이 부분이 유나 부부지고들 배 소중제니 야 타주지 부부대 동정 당시나. 你要我要买了嘛？啊，你处理解决嘛？刚好了，三年没见呢。我觉得这个人呢，就做了一片吧。啊，你说说哪里一片吧？嗯，说说一句吧。但这些处理解决别个的，当初这个点呢，怕觉得人家骂你。差多些，当初决定的这个点呢，怕觉得人骂你别干了，说说几把买不就倒用着。我今天唱着的，你恰当处理这样个算了。大家能行个这， rendu nian zhong zi ya gu san rabu te su nga ra du chua ba zho ki dian ni xia ju re ma to di chi ki dian ni ya gu jun yu ma re
when I speak about this biased attitude, feeling so close to someone, feeling so distant from someone else, and adopting this attitude, this is something that is established, is like the way of being in the society, something that nobody questions about. In reality, this is really, it is really something that should be abandoned. It is the root cause of so many problems, both on a large scale and also on a very small scale, from your personal point of view and from the society point of view. Having a biased attitude and a competitive attitude towards other beings like you, or being partisan, or these are my people, these are the other people. This is normally what is totally accepted in a society and is the very root of all the crises, all the problems that we do have in the society. On a large scale in the world, why we don't have war, peace? Just exactly because this reason, because being partisan, because adopting on a large scale partisan and biased attitude towards other people are to be fought, and my people have to be need to be protected, and so on and so forth. If you go on a small level within your family, within the family itself, the problems arise because this. Even problems between children and parents. If you consider better your mother than your father, you consider so close to your mother but so distant to from your father, and vice versa, the mother or the parents they consider so much one of the children, while the others are not that good, so they nourish better one than another. There are so many problems coming out of that. So you can just reason in this way, and you will understand the shortcoming of being partisan, of having a biased attitude, of feeling so close to someone and so distant from someone else. This is totally useless attitude, and especially for us, we consider ourselves Dharma practitioner. This is something that definitely needs to be abandoned.
So is it true
or not that in the world we have so many problems because this attitude? Just check it out. You know, the world right now, it looks like a boiling minestrone soup where everything boils up. And what is the cause of that boiling up? It is the partisan attitude. It is considering someone else the enemy and someone else the friend. That is the reason. So this is a very big mistake, this attitude, and we should definitely abandon it.
Thomas Sosok Yahoo Jane, any gender loss of Jana, Ningremato, Sosu Piketi, Gomian, and Rabatin, Gaki, Majavatin, Yen Higidana,
and
in our room.
And I do believe that it is our responsibility. We should be the first. We are practicing Dharma, we have the means of changing this attitude. So it is our primary responsibility to do something towards that direction. And I mean, I'm not just talking about us in this room. I think all the Dharma people, whatever Dharma they're following, all the Dharma people, they should them themselves become an example, adopting this attitude, and on the basis of adopting this attitude, try to change other people. But this, it happens only if you yourself first adopt this attitude, put it into practice and change. Otherwise, if you just, because you have the knowledge of this attitude, but you don't put it into practice for yourself, and you just try to tell other people to do it, that won't work. In order to act as an example, you yourself first should change on the basis of this. And then all together, we can actually make a difference by being an example for the world.
Rete yene tambo chaba to garja wale zana ali chaba nanku le chundi mendwa chundi tan mendwa chundi mendwa a chundi che ani so so se mo du wa ti jo wa ta mo shi wa ti ji wa ya bu ti cha so na ani yene pan da ji ge ne ni ya wa re.
And obviously, this is a responsibility. I mean, I'm talking about world peace, okay? I'm talking about the large vision of the world. This is a responsibility that lies entirely on the major spiritual leaders of the world and all those who are following a spiritual path, being Buddhist or not, on everybody else. But again, even before then, it lies on the individual responsibility of putting this into practice and actually change one's attitude towards that direction. Otherwise, leaving aside war, peace, even among the various spiritual traditions, the spiritual practitioners, the Dharma practitioners, they don't like each other. Even among themselves, there is no harmony, there is no peace, living inside the world at large. Therefore, it is really important for us to be an example and to put this into practice. Try to smooth out the differences, the biased attitudes, and the partisanships. Again, I'm deviating from the subject that I need to explain now, and so I better go back to the actual practice that we are here for.
So right now,
okay, this is probably enough for the equanimity, explanation of the topic on the equanimity. What I'm giving it to you now is like a seed. You're all practicing Dharma, so it is your responsibility to expand, to make this seed develop by reading and practicing. You can rely upon for instance, the explanation of the Lamrim, the various explanations of Lamrim. There are also books being translated, like the Liberation and so forth. You go at the explanation of Bodhicitta, how to generate Bodhicitta. Elaborate on the seed that I'm giving it to you now and put it into practice as much as possible.
The
text I've mentioned is being translated. The liberation is called the liberation in your palms. in the palm of your hand, and it is a thorough explanation on the Lamrim. So therefore, if you really want to practice, even if you work all day long, when you stop working, you go back home, instead of gluing yourself on the TV right away, just leave some space, sit down, open the text right on the topics that you are meditating, draw inspiration, knowledge, and sit and meditate.
Ani, hapsang ge bado gyure. Ani, simje din diure. Bondo sir.
So what I'm explaining right now, it is called are the various techniques to develop bodhicitta. I told you there are two major lineages. One is called the seven techniques of cause and effect. So I'm on that topic right now. The seven techniques are recognizing the mothers, recognizing their kindness, the wish to repent their kindness, the love which sees them beautiful, great compassion, the extraordinary attitude, or normally translated as universal responsibility, and then bodhicitta. So the first six before bodhicitta are the causes. Bodhicitta is the effect. Bodhicitta is the mind of enlightenment, the wish to become Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. This is called also the precious mind of enlightenment. The precious mind of enlightenment, it means you have this unbearable wish to yourself, for yourself to become fully enlightened being, a being who has completely eliminated all the negativities and possesses all the qualities, because on that basis you can act spontaneously to benefit all sentient beings constantly. So you have this incredible wish to benefit sentient beings, and for that you need to achieve the supreme enlightenment. This is called the precious mind of enlightenment. Before that, in order to generate this incredible wish, you need to generate the responsibility that you yourself alone are the responsible for the happiness and for the elimination of the sufferings of all sentient beings. That is the preceding step, the sixth of the causes. So we're going in a reverse order now, okay? From the precious mind of enlightenment, how does that come about? It should be preceded by the universal responsibility. In Tibetan, it's called laksam. Literally, the literal translation is the extraordinary attitude, but actually is the ultimate an ultimate form of responsibility. You yourself alone feel the responsibility to benefit all sentient beings. So in order to generate that should be preceded by a compassion, but not just a normal compassion, a compassion that sees unbearable seeing the suffering of other sentient beings. That is called the great compassion. And the great compassion is also preceded by the love, but not just an ordinary love. Here it's called Yonki Champa, that is the love that sees beautiful. That means you see all sentient beings as being so close to you, so beautiful. So that love, you see, if that love is not preceded at the beginning by the very basis, by the very foundation, that is equanimity, you have equanimity towards sentient beings, it's not going to happen. Because right now you feel so much attachment, what you call love, towards someone, and you totally disregard or you hate somebody else. So that is not the meaning of love. That means that before, ahead of everything else, you should square it down with the equanimity, not being totally non-partisan. So before that love, in order to generate this love, to see sentient beings so close to you, so beautiful, then you need to develop the attitude that it makes you feel so close to everybody, to all sentient beings. So, and like everybody is like the closest being to you. And because the closest being to you are your parents, generally speaking, your mother and your father, so you first seek to recognize all sentient beings as being your parents and to recognize their kindness. Well then, right now here, I know that somebody might have a problem at this point, because there are some people who don't like their parents. That happens as well. But, well then, in general, it is thought that those beings, the parents of this life, are the closest beings to you. That you can't possibly get someone closer to you. But because for some reasons, that is not the case for you, or it is difficult for you to work it out in that way, then you have to choose someone who's the closest to you, who you feel closest to you, and make that attitude, spread that attitude towards all sentient beings.
The
point is that as these techniques have been taught, first you seek to recognize, to understand, like to realize that each and every sentient being, that means all sentient beings, have been your mother. In all past lives, each of them has been your mother. And once you recognize that each of them has been your mother, you also recognize the kindness that they have extended to you since beginningless time. And once you recognize the kindness that they have extended to you, the wish to repay their kindness, it will be like natural. It will rise natural. So if you recognize the first step, that all sentient beings have been your mothers, all the next step, one by one, up to bodhicitta, will kind of come up naturally as you meditate on it, because there are consequences of this.
다 단다 준례 내가 된 준례에서 준례 로단디 시야되게 요래 다 준례 시야디 아니 치만 치만 제발 아마 아마 제발 원도 조교 봐 조등에 친에 아니 리부도 조고고요 봐 준례 내가 된건 로단된 도스래 마시네 손데 아니 합상게 봐도 준례 로단 도스래
You see, yeah, the very technique itself, it is called the techniques of cause and effect. The seven techniques of cause and effect. A cause always precedes its effect. Therefore, this they go in this way. First, once you have developed the first step, this on the basis of the first step, that will produce its effect. It is the next one, and the next one, and the next one, up to the universal responsibility. That, on the basis of that, that will produce bodhicitta.
Rete yin e lo na tung tung ma je ba jian. Ani lang ta rinpo ji li ya sang lu tang. Lang ta rinpo ndab ji li ya. Ani qin ba yin na jang chu ge sin li mi u dian. Jang chu ge sin yu li jie ve. Ani lang ta rinpo ji li sang lu tang. Ani du ri jia wu ri. Du ri jia wu ri. Du ri jia wu ri.
It is thought that this very step that we are going to practice now, recognizing that all sentient beings have been one's mother, this is actually the most difficult of all the steps, of all the meditations that we are going through, the most difficult to realize, to come about. And yet, do not approach it with a short-sighted mind. Have a far-sighted attitude. Give yourself, look farther ahead. Do not expect that to come very fast, but just look farther ahead. Be prepared to work on it over a long period of time, and then it will definitely come.
Jevin Chava. One at Tanyaki Piggy da does send Dile Zama never. Say Hajang Zambo. Jamjuk Sim, Siadi. Jamjuk Sim, Mutin, Siadi. Da Rangi Julia, Jigia Rotiana. Anne, Toy, Kurangi Sagare, Divay, Kurangi Jangare, Yandoy, Kurangi Jigare, Dahan and Hir, Andoy, Kurangi Jigare, Neso Kangalo Kurangi Jeshad. Sindhi yul eche tawre, nyabato tawre, ngaranto kangalo kutayare. Ani ngayen tagare, jilu tawo jane. Mwenshi chancho kusen, miwa yore, chikjero jana, sambe, miwa yore. Rete yene, eni, karezo, lele wangi, ani, paru paru, ya, chiki chancho senyo kutambate so, li ya, nyamne majeva jane. O tere yungu towa, Tende chedi na gong gani zugu zugu yari, sosu. Da, zaza jila asa. Sosu na gong gani zugu zugu yari. Re te yene ya, da jangchuk kisimde, da ji, jie na, lab chenpyo peke ji penyo yobad. Ani ma jie na, ani zawa korane, da sanji ji kohane ya, ani rewa jasam yabad. Wata jangju kusim tudu yore. Tende yamza, ane ha gom yata, nga chang yata soye. Jangju kusim rangju le jebe chedo, ane lhala so otam. Lhala chuba pyu. Chuba pyu yata so, jangju kusim ju le jeba jeba liya, sunam chenpa de dhyamba ji mena, jangju kusim je tubu yamari. Tende yamza, lhala chuba pyu yagi. Ane sunam te soye, jangju kusim ju le jebe chedo pyu. Hala soa taba dee, jangju kusim rangju la jebi chedo, anil hala soa to. Nga jambi kali yinay, anil jangju kusim yu la jebi chedo, anil nga jang. Ando se. An katang goma soge, tonda nye li jawa nye suanya dee, tome jawa dee, gulong juya dee raba, gulong nani chodu juwa dee, jangju kusim le haka dee, zambu le ne, jik tsaka chi ne, nye ya ma. Nende chile. ओ दिन्दे जी यें जा, तां दिल्ली या काले जब नहीं जर्मिन छोवा, one tanya tende jul chero chana ane ndidiyore one tanya ndidiyore dan de mayen bachane ta chi chuten chinju dabjili ya nyamne jege dana dan de mashira da pengre penju pengre te yene de tam ge bige lap chambu ji yan jo ru ya kha ho re kha kha ho shira re de ne yen se chana du kang lo ah de ta chyo to ji ge na lo le eh komi je je ne de bi yan sa jang chu ge sim ji ju le jang chu ge sen ren bo ji ju le e je ta ya de ta gu de zo de ta re gu de zo yin de re dan de lam rin ja cha mo pa na ji pe ji yo re lam rin cha mo le pe ji yo re re te yin na ya nge le ya ani ji ji bu chung dan ring ni wo de ngon ro re ngon ro ngon ro re a shu le ji jwa ba ji le pe chin chu ji jwa ba ji le de so kang lo ju ju re Mwenye chanye che guya di kare sun ya rito na jangju ke sen sun ya rito. Ti ma di jangju ke sen ya rito. Tende yansan, ta lamrin ke nyingbo tabo di, nyingbo rang re, nyingbo tabo sene, nyingbo rang re. Wa tende chadu ya rin. Dili, chirantu kale chebi yana, ngarantu kangalo re, chirantu chebe ma chung, ngarantu kangalo ke. Di to dili ya kale che jab to na, ani tagi kyuwa na kiri. अनि थोसा दिजान तते सो कांगलो जांजो के सिमजुल यो बले तने गथि मेव जने कुरन अंग युजु जने अनि सांजे जो पापा ने पे हा जानी आ वो छ छ
So how do you project this far-sighted attitude? You have to keep in mind, you have to focus. Initially, you have to focus, actually not initially, you constantly you have to focus on the great benefits, the advantages of the precious mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, is so beneficial that itself alone, is the most beneficial attitude, mind that you can ever possible come across, that you can ever possible adopt. That itself alone, once you have developed bodhicitta, you don't need to think about anymore of accumulating merits purifying negativities, nothing, or taking care of yourself, taking care of others. That attitude itself will take care of everything. It is the very heart of all the practices. So if you don't keep that in mind, the benefits that that is so comprehensive, the benefit of this mind are so comprehensive, are totally encompassing whatever you wish and whatever all sentient beings wish. If you have just the slightest attitude of helping others, that is the mind that you require. If you have the attitude that you need to help yourself, that itself will take care of it. It was quite long, so I just got mixed up. So if you keep that the benefit in mind, then whatever practice you do, whether you do a small offering, you make a practice of offerings, whether you recite in the mantras, whether you make a request to your deity, or you practice in the deity yoga, whatever you do it with the intention of developing bodhicitta. It means you recite in the mantra like a requesting prayer to develop bodhicitta, to receive blessing to develop bodhicitta. You do the practice, you do the request, you do the deity yoga, just in order to develop bodhicitta. And here we go again, once again, on the great Kadampa Lamas, what they taught to us. The most important thing is at the beginning and at the end. And what is the most important thing at the beginning? The motivation of bodhicitta. Right then, at the outset of your practice, of all your action, that what is the best mind, what is the best attitude, the best intention you can adopt, the best intention of all is the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. So it's so beneficial, and you should keep reminding yourself constantly, but not just yourself. We should all do this. We should all keep this in mind, that this is the most important thing, this is the aim of our practice, and what we really need to develop. I say we also, I tell that myself as well. We should all point the fingers to ourselves and say, what are you doing? Don't get lazy. Do not forget about bodhicitta. You should be practicing bodhicitta, because once you have developed bodhicitta, then whatever you wish will come true. Whatever you wish for others will become true. Otherwise, just because it seems to be so difficult to develop this mind, then you just seek some other practices, some other very small practices. Everything in comparison to bodhicitta is extremely small and very limited. I'm not saying that the Dharma practice is not beneficial. Even if you do a very limited Dharma practice, that will bear some benefits, but there is nothing that can compare to the benefits of practicing and developing bodhicitta. So Rinpoche again said, we should really concentrate on the benefits and understanding them. Once we have bodhicitta, then that itself will be the all-encompassing practice. That mind itself will take care of all our purifications or all our accumulation of merits, our actions to benefit others, and by the way, we will receive the highest benefit for ourselves.
Pena junju, rinpo chenge tabari xe junju tiki yorba, junju tangbo, na kundu duwe, tu sikhi ma.
And for instance, if you take the lamrim, if you see, if you take, Rinpoche said, what did you forget? You forget to say that I also need to put my finger on my nose to remind myself to practice bodhicitta. If you take the teachings of the Lamrim, for instance, the great exposition of the stages of the path, what we call the Lamrim Chemo, it is a big text, it's very thick. At the beginning, there is a lot of discussion on the individual of small capacity, intermediate capacity. At the end, there is a very long discussion on the practice of the six perfections and so forth, and in the middle is bodhicitta. You see, the whole aim of those teachings are bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the very heart of the Lamrim. The preliminary, the small and intermediate capacity are taught as a preliminary to the mind, to the development of the mind of enlightenment, and the six perfections are the branches of what is the very heart, the mind of bodhicitta.
Rangi Ripa di Yata Tumel Dune. Rangi Ripa Zanenda, Sim Zanenda, Ani Namshi Zanenda, the Yata Tumel Yadro, Yata Tumel, Jawa Toma Mel, Sayati, Dro. Then they did Ani G. Did Rodan the Kendra Zana? Ani, the Ringi Ripa di Tanda, Tanda Rangi Yue, Sim De. Sing the 제발로 토마 내가 인사 다 아 주견다 인난이 다가래마도 나제도 공제 인친제 말행이 아바두고 말행이 아바두 말행이 아바두고 그래 근데 인사 아니 신쟁기 참래 잠잠불에 제베 마죠 다 지뎅기 캄딜이야 신쟁기 장래 랑기 제와데 마음 어딘데지 로드 마차바도 곰줄이 딘데지 신쟁게 당에 랑기 제와 마음에 주여다 신쟁 탐제게 랑기 아니 아마 마제바 당타야 말이 마음 파 녀지 터터봐 어딘데지 마제바 당타야 말이 딘데 가네 아니 소소 옛날 폐기지 다 아 미 제발냐만 장진 미추 아아 미 제발냐네 사초인데 마제 자와야네 제발야 장진 미추 다가 능신게 지금 준주 제발 남바이 장진미 장미 장진 미추 알라마가야 장진 미추 어도 세상로 땅 용주 생전 탐제기 랑게 아마 렌라 마모 제바데 아니 생네 마샤기 바도 아니
So for this topic, so for this particular meditation topic, you rely exclusively on one single type of logical reasoning that is found. It is found in the in what is called the treatises on the logical reason, the Pramana Vartika, Semanandra. That reasoning is the reasoning of beginningless and endless, of no beginning and no end. And that reasoning has to be applied to one's mental continuum. So you proceed in this way, by understanding the continuity of the mind of today that you have right now, of the consciousness of that particular thought process, that consciousness, it is a result of yesterday's continuity. It comes from yesterday's continuities. The yesterday continuities, and again you go back from the previous week continuity from the previous month continuity from the previous year, and you go back like this from at the point when you were born, at the moment of conception. That mind at the moment of conception, it was a result of a previous continuity, then you go back to the past life, of past life. So in this way, you see, there cannot be a beginning. It means that we've been reborn since beginningless time. The continuity of our mind has no beginning, has no end, since beginningless time, because the moment of now produces the next moment and so forth in a continuity that was being produced in the same way previously, since beginningless time. So if you consider being reborn since beginningless time, there is no place in the universes where you haven't been. There is not a single type of life that you have not experienced. And throughout those countless types of lives you have experienced, whenever you required parents, that means being born from the womb or from a egg, you need parents. You needed parents. And where are those parents to be found if not all other sentient beings? So you have to meditate in this way until you understand that there are more, you have gone through more lives than sentient beings existing right now. It means that even each of them has been your parents, your closest mother, your closest friend, countless time, not even one single time. Everybody definitely has been your mothers, but countless time each of them have been your kind parents, the person who saved your life, who nourished it, who did everything to you, who was the closest to you. So you have to stick on this topic until you actually see this, until you understand, you realize this point. So, and then it's going to take some time. I forgot to say something before, not now, just before. When you consider the benefit of bodhicitta, you should also come to the understanding that you are able to achieve enlightenment only if you have bodhicitta. You cannot go without it. If you don't achieve bodhicitta, if you just let it go because it seems so difficult, it means that you just let it go of becoming a full enlightened being. You just renounce of that. You never become a full enlightened being. And that is totally useless, you know. So it is better to bear hardships by thinking that you actually achieve a great result rather than choosing a very small result in order to avoid hardships. And so now, this point, recognizing the mothers, it is an indispensable point. All the following up to develop a bodhicitta, they totally rely upon this. It is thought that this is also might be the most, for some people, the most difficult point to realize in the path. And yet, it is so indispensable if you just stick on it and you put all your effort into meditate and realize this point, you'll definitely achieve it. Once you have totally realized that all sentient beings have been your mothers countless times, then with no effort you come to understand not only the unbelievable kindness of the mother of this life, but of all sentient beings, and also you'll have an unbearable wish to repay their kindness that will come sort of almost spontaneously on the basis of this understanding. No. So on the basis of this, then you will come to understand the incredible kindness extended to you by your mother right away from the beginning of the moment of conception, just bearing you in her womb and caring for you as soon as you were born. Just the fact that you are able to walk, this fact you are able to live right now, it is exclusively because of kindness, and so on and so forth. Even when you were growing up, most probably the majority, even in the West, the majority of the people in the West, until they are in their late teens, are completely taken care by their parents. In a way or another, their life depends entirely on their parents. So slowly, on the basis of this point, then you will come to understand the kindness of the mother of your life now, and because you have understood the previous point that all sentient beings have been your mother, you'll understand the incredible kindness of all sentient beings. And also a wish to repay this kindness will come about.